views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Welcome to The Kelly Ballard Show. Insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Now, here's your host, Kelly Ballard.
Good afternoon and hello, everyone. I'm Kelly Ballard, and you are listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so glad that you guys joined us today, and especially because it's our debut show. I am so excited, and we've got some great things in store. So, you know that saying, when one door closes, another door opens? This is what this show has been for me and is for me. An amazing new door that I am so thrilled to open and just tickled that you guys are on this journey with me. So as we kind of get into stuff today, I wanted to kind of give you some of my ideas of my goals of kind of what I hope that we can get out of this journey together. I hope that in this next hour, you'll stay with me as we work to open your hearts and your minds, to connect in with spirit and to educate ourselves with divine energy, to grow and to really have a great understanding that there is so much more in this world than we realize, and then that's with us each and every day. And each week, we'll work together to cover a great amount of topics that can range from grief and spirit guides, mediumship, listening to your gut, listening to your intuition, and so much more. We'll always take the last 30 minutes of our show and we'll do some call-ins. So I want to hear from you guys. I want to touch in with your loved ones on the other side to give you some guidance from spirit if you're, you know, looking for direction or feeling stuck right now. Like, let me help you out. Give me a call. And that number that you can jot down to reach me at is 800-930-2819. And I'm really excited because I've been so busy this week working on securing some amazing guests that we'll be having on the show in the next several weeks. So we've got things from medical intuitives to shamans to spirit artists to astrologers, healers. I am just over the moon with excitement with these great, great people that we're going to have on that are going to open our minds. And I'm excited because today I'm going to be giving away 3 copies of my first guided meditation CD, Beginnings, to 3 lucky callers. These CDs have tracks that can help to facilitate connections and conversations with your loved ones or spirit guides through the process of meditation. So I'm really excited to be able to give those out today to 3 lucky callers. So as I said, I'm so glad that you joined us. And before we get into today's show, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about me and my journey as a medium. You know, it's absolutely never a dull moment in my line of work, and you sort of never know what you're going to encounter every day. You know, I joke and say literally I talk to dead people, and that's what I do, and I love every minute of it. My mediumship runs back 4 generations in my mom's side of the family, and I've been working as a medium. September actually will be 19 years that I've been doing this, so it is a huge part of my life. It is probably one of my most favorite things that I get to do every day besides being a mama to my 2 kiddos. And I enjoy helping people and to bridge that connection between you and your loved ones, these wonderful beings on the other side. So I was about 8 years old when I had my very first experience with a spirit. And it's sort of funny because I guess maybe I was a little bit of a mischievous kid to a degree. I grew up in a very small farming community out in the western part of New York State, and I was getting into some mischief. I was down in my father's home office, and I wanted desperately to play on a typewriter that he had down there. So if that tells you how long ago that was. And as I was getting ready to take the cover off this typewriter, all of a sudden I felt somebody watching me. And when I turned around, I guess I expected to probably see my parents, somebody looking at me and me ready to get into some trouble. And instead, I saw my father's mother, who had passed away when I was 3, staring at me with a little bit of a scowl on her face and wagging her finger back and forth. And it was sort of one of those moments of, oh my goodness, and there's no way I should be seeing her because I know she's dead. So I slammed that cover back down on that typewriter and I ran through her, ran up the stairs as fast as my little 8-year-old legs would carry me, and just could not wrap my noggin around what I just had experienced. So a couple days later, I had an opportunity to go visit my mom's mom, my grandma Seal, who unbeknownst to me was doing work in mediumship. And as I was sitting over at her house, she was watching one of her daily stories and we were on a commercial break. And so I asked her if I could talk to her about something that had happened a couple days prior. And of course, she, you know, indulged me. And as I started to tell her the story and the experience, I guess I was expecting her to tell me that I was full of it and my imagination was getting away with me. And instead, she got this little smirk on her face and began to tell me, well, why wouldn't you see her? Of course she's with you. There's no reason that you shouldn't see her. And that began really the beginning of this amazing relationship, obviously with my grandmother, but my very first teacher, my first mentor, and what helped me to open up that door to the other side. I am a big believer that we're all born with these abilities and that sometimes we go through different parts in our life where we just close that door, we shut it off, someone tells us to stop believing, so we stop believing. And I feel that my job, especially as a teacher and with the students that I work with, my job is to help kind of crack that door open and let people wiggle through. So I work as a medium with spirit in several different capacities. Obviously, one of the biggest things that I do is with readings. I sit down with people in person. I do phone consultations with people all over the United States and internationally. And I tune into your dead people, basically. They have such wonderful things to say and insight they want to give us and just great, great information. And it's kind of like talking to an old friend, and I'm just sort of the one that's passing the conversation along. I teach classes. I teach intuitive and mediumship development classes, which is a major passion of mine. I have the opportunity every Thursday night to work with two amazing groups of students that I just adore and love to pieces. And we tackle everything from physical phenomena to platform work with messages to sitting in what we call message circles to develop our mediumship and to tune in with spirit. I also teach Reiki. I'm a Reiki master, which is a Japanese healing art. And I do a lot of great work also with a process called automatic writing, channeling, and also have an interest in physical mediumship. So if there is anything that I can do with spirit, bring it on. I want to give it a roll, give it a shot. So as I mentioned a couple moments ago, about automatic writing, every day I try to take a little bit of time to do this process. And it's basically where you allow yourself to be an open channel to spirit, to a highly evolved spirit, that is. And you allow them to use your hands to write through you, to write information, to write messages. Typically, when I use pen and paper, I unfortunately can't read my writing afterwards, or I should say read the spirit's writing. So I do that now on my laptop. But I'm excited because I did a little automatic writing yesterday for today's show, and I'm going to share that message with you from spirit that they have for you all later in today's show. And as I mentioned earlier as well, at our halfway point, we'll be also opening up the phone lines at 800-930-2819 to take your calls. I want to hear from you. As a medium, the biggest part of my job is to connect you, the living, with those who are on the other side. I want to help to pass some insight, some guidance, whether you want to talk to grandma and see how she's doing, or you just want to know what spirit has to say, what direction are you heading in? It is an honor and a privilege to be able to help you out with that connection today. And again, that number is 800-930-2819. And of course, you can find me anytime online at www.reflectiveharmony.com for more information, to schedule an appointment with me for a reading, or to read about any of my upcoming classes. So I want to just touch very briefly before we go to break in a couple minutes about what our topic for today. So I thought that we should start things out simple this week to really understand what I do and for you to have an understanding of how your loved ones on the other side work and really kind of this bigger team that makes up the people that that help you every day, as I like to call your entourage. I want to talk to you guys today about your loved ones on the other side and spirit guides. And we're going to have a lot of fun. And if any of you are interested later in the show in finding out who one of your guides is, who's working with you, who's in that entourage, I absolutely would love to connect in with you about all of that. So with that said, we are going to take a quick break. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. And when we come back, we're going to explore the fascinating topic of spirit guides and our loved ones on the other side. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going, 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 going.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond, with me, Kelly Ballard. Thank you so much for joining us today on our debut show. And if you're just tuning in and you have a moment, be sure to check out our latest postings on my Facebook page about today's show. We'll have an archive up on my website, reflectiveharmony.com, after today's show. And you can check out some of my other shows that I've done with Dr. Pat on there as well. So check that out. So we are just about to start talking about spirit guides and our loved ones on the other side. And boy, do I have lots of great information to give you about that. As I mentioned in the beginning of the show, at our halfway point, we're going to be opening up the phone lines to take callers. And you can reach us at 800-930-2819. I would love to talk to you and to connect you in with your loved ones on the other side. And I'll also be giving away 3 of my Guided to Meditation CDs. The first one in my series called Beginnings to 3 lucky callers as well. So call us in. I want to talk to you. So let's start in the beginning. So, you know, when you go see a medium, there are obviously we're tuning into something on the other side. And the way that I always try to explain it to my clients is there's really kind of 3 main people or 3 main beings that you tune into when you do this work. The first, obviously, is what I call a God consciousness. It's the most divine stream of energy that anyone can tap into. It comes from a higher source, a creator of your own understanding, whatever title that you want to give to it. And that's the most purest, most beautiful, lovely form of energy you can tap into. We also have our loved ones on the other side. So grandma, grandpa, your parents, siblings, children, and even those furry, 4-legged loved ones. And I probably should mention even our birds and turtles, all those guys too. We have those on the other side. And then we also have our spirit guides. So you have essentially this whole team of people who are on the other side, heaven, the Summerland, whatever you want to call it, that want nothing more than to help you, to see you thrive, to see you grow, to see you be the absolute best possible soul that you were put here to be. And there's a big difference between the two of them. So let's start first with our loved ones, actually. So there's a great story that a lot of times when I'll have a someone come in for a reading and they'll say, well, Kelly, like what happens when we die? Like, where do we go and what happens? Well, it's pretty simple. The consistent story that I've had spirits share with me for years is that when we pass away, when we leave our physical body and we go to the other side, we all have an opportunity to go towards the light, if you want to call it that. And I've never had a spirit in all the years I've been doing this work tell me that there's a hell. But we all get a choice. We all get a chance to go towards this beautiful light. And when we go towards that light, we sit down with a creator of our own understanding, with our loved ones on the other side, with our spirit guides, with just these great, great beings. And we sit down and we talk about life. We sit down and we look back at the good, the bad, the ugly, every journey that we've taken within this human existence. And we look at it, we acknowledge it. There are times where they hit that pause button and we have to look back at things and say, all right, how did I do here? And you know, if it was something that might be a little more on the ugly side, can you say, okay, I can let it go. I can forgive myself. It doesn't matter. What did I learn from it? Those are important things. And so as we are making peace, as we're surrendering, as we are growing with spirit, one of the great things that ends up happening is that our soul begins to evolve more and we are able to tune in to tune into our living loved ones. We're able to give them signs, to give them messages, to let them know that we are very, very present around them. They love to use birds, coins like change. They love to use sounds, whether we hear somebody calling our name, a whistle, a knock. They love to move very quickly out of the corner of our eye and make us think that, like, what was that I just saw that's no longer there? And if you are a lucky one, you also can have the opportunity to be able to hear and see with your physical eyes and ears. And they want nothing more than for us to know that they're doing great, that they're healing, and they want us to be happy and they want us to thrive, to live the best life that we can be. It's not unusual to also have a loved one, say they had some unfinished business here. It's not unusual to have them also to try to influence our life in a positive way. I mean, of course, we always have free will, but you know, they like to kind of nudge us here or poke us there. And let's say if somebody was never able to get their driver's license while they were living, and maybe you're working on getting your driver's license, or you have a child that's doing that, they might try to work with that with you or that child so that everything is safe and sound and you're getting that license without a problem. So they love to work with us to kind of heal wounds of theirs, for them to continuously grow and to really just be part of that divine source that we all started from. So then on the flip side of all of this, we have now spirit guides. So our spirit guides, and this is kind of, I think, where things get sort of interesting. Our spirit guides are these amazing beings that have no karmic work left to do here. They no longer need to do that birth, death, life cycle. They have learned every lesson. They've, you know, hit every mark. They've achieved every goal. And they've taken a, they've made a decision. They've made a choice to basically be these beautiful beings that want to work with us. We have an infinite number of them. I've actually told a number of my students and clients, I have 27 spirits that roam in and out of my office. Some of them guides and some that help me do the work that I do here, whether it's teaching, healing work, my message work. We have an infinite number of them. So we have one that is called, think of it as a general contractor of spirit guides. We have one main guide who their job is to be with us, to guide us, to push us. In a direction before we were even a twink sat down with us, said, all right, Kelly, let's talk a little bit about your work, and let's talk a little bit about what you are going to do and what you're going to accomplish. What do you want to be in this life? Let's make this blueprint and let's do this. And so we sit down and we create kind of a framework of what we hope to go into this life to learn to do and everything in between. So then we have these other beings that I like to call subcontractor spirit guides, and their jobs is they come in, they help us out for all sorts of stuff. So whether it's for you, something that maybe you're getting ready to have a baby and you might have a guide that comes in to help you during that pregnancy, or maybe you're looking to make a big job change and they're coming in to help you with that. We have guides that come in to help us for very specific things, and they might leave. And then we have some guides who do stay with us for longer terms. I have a wonderful guide that's been working with me for years since I started doing Reiki and my healing work. And I have a feeling he'll probably be with me indefinitely. So they do all sorts of stuff. Our guides, they give us free will. And so, you know, they can nudge us in a direction or help to try to keep us on a good path. But at the end of the day, we are spiritual beings living in a very human existence. So we always have a choice to do what we want and to grow and to learn through all of that as well. So these beings that work with us, they make up this entourage. They make up this amazing group of spirits that help us, that guide us. They work with us. They help us to be the very, very best souls that we are possible, that we're trying to be in this world and on this earthly plane. And so what's very exciting about all of this is that, you know, there's so many things in our life that when we are, whether you're praying to a creator of your own understanding, or talking to your loved ones and saying, oh gosh, you know, help me out, I'm struggling right now. We are always being heard. And one of the biggest things that I hear from clients is, you know, geez, I'm asking everybody for help, but I don't feel like anybody's listening and I don't feel like anybody's answering me. And the thing is that you are always being heard. Sometimes our prayers and our intentions and our thoughts are being answered when it's for our highest and best good. And oftentimes we may think that we know when that is, but, you know, at the end of the day, I think they have a better idea what's going on than we do most of the time. But we're always being taken care of, and we're always being watched over. And I think that the more work that you begin to do with not only, you know, learning about your spirit guides, is realizing, and especially your loved ones, it's realizing you're never alone. You have this amazing pool of people that want to work with you, that want to help you, and are excited in many, many ways to see what you can do and to see what journey, what experiences you're going to have, how they can also learn through you at the same time. I think to myself that, you know, even some of the times that my life has been filled with the most joy and times where I've had some of my biggest struggles, I think the one thing that has always made me feel content and at peace is knowing that I have this presence, this group, this bigger group with me in many capacities. So one of the things that I hope that you'll take away from today's show especially is explore your spirit guides. You know, there's tons and tons of meditations out there that you can find to get in touch with your spirit guides. And if you go onto my website, www.reflectiveharmony.com, you can actually purchase my guided meditation CDs. I have two of them, Beginnings, which I'm going to be giving three away to some callers in the next half hour. And I have my second CD, which was released last October, called Courage. And I'm proud of both of these CDs because they were created with a lot of love. They were created with intentions to help you to connect to your higher power, to connect with your loved ones, connect with your guides, and to open you up and to help to give you peace and balance and to find a sense of harmony within your own life. So, you know, challenge yourself, see what's out there, see who you can connect in with. And of course, if any of you want to give me a call today, you can call us actually we'll be taking callers in just a few minutes at 800-930-2819. I would love to introduce you into one of your spirit guides and to see who's working with you or to connect you in with one of your loved ones on the other side. It's one of my favorite things I get to do. So call in. We'll have a lot of fun and we'll see what we can get cooking with spirit and what they have to say to you. So we are going to take a break. And if you're just tuning in, I'm Kelly Ballard and you are listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. We'll be opening up our phone lines when we come back. I'd love to hear from you. That number again is 800-930-2819. And you can always find me at www.reflectiveharmony.com or on my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonykmb. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I feel so bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home. Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Linda Salvin,
metaphysical master,
now bringing insight and metaphysical abundance to your living room with her spirit-filled candle line, Wicks of Wisdom. Dr. Linda's unique formulations of pure and powerful herbs, oils, and essences can assist you in love, luck, finances, health, and more.
Wait till you experience experience the power of Wicks of Wisdom.
Find out how these amazing candles can help you. See them now and order yours at lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. And I'm Kelly Ballard. Thanks so much for joining us today. And don't forget to check out my Facebook page for some tidbits from today's show. And you can always check out my website for an archive of today's show and also to listen to my recent appearances on the Dr. Pat Show too. So in just a moment, we're going to take some callers actually, and I'm really excited about this. But as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, there's a process that I do every day, I try to do every day, called automatic writing. And it's where you allow yourself to be open to let a spirit, a highly evolved spirit, to work through you, to talk, to give messages. And I set an intention yesterday while I had some quiet time that I'd love to deliver a message to all of you today. So I have something briefly that I just want to share. So their message is, it is with great blessings and joy that we work through you today. You asked us for a message to pass along to your listeners, and we speak with love and promise. We are pleased and proud of all the risk, courage, and success that each of your listeners embrace in their lives. We too are still students, and we have faith and courage, as do each of you. We gift each one of your listeners today with the symbolism of the mockingbird. This bird allows you to imitate the good of spirit, to imitate the divine attributes of living life through positive energy, peace, and open-mindedness. When you place that bird into your soul, it is where you become one with spirit. It is our honor and blessings to teach, to give, and to nourish your spirits. You have been given ears to hear and eyes to see the journey, and sometimes parts of that may be filled with difficulty. But we promise the rewards and blessings will be worth it. It is with joy that we are able to work, as she will speak of today. There are many of us here, many of us who are here working for each of you. You are never alone and always supported. So there you go. So let's take our first caller. We have Anne from Virginia. Hi, Anne. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in today. What can I do for you?
Well, this is the first time listening to your show, so I was very perked up because I have had a lot of people in my life pass away, and several family members as well, because I was the baby of the family and I came much later. And I used to connect with my sister a lot because I would smell different things. And I kind of knew it was her. And I don't feel that so much anymore. I don't know if she's been reincarnated. Maybe she was just supposed to be there at that particular time. I found a feather this morning on my porch. Never saw that before. Never, ever have seen a feather before. And a lot of birds come to my deck. And a chipmunk, there's a little chipmunk. And so I was wondering if you feel of anyone's presence. It doesn't have to be a family member, but
sure.
There are many times.
And as you started
ahead.
Talking, can I bother you for your sister's first name?
I'm sorry?
Can I bother you for your sister's first name, if you don't mind?
Yes, Connie.
Connie, thank you. When you were talking about your sister, I started to feel a presence of a woman that was coming through behind me and saying, asking if I can speak with Connie right now. I have a presence coming through. She has this huge, huge grin on her face, and she's saying, oh, no, I'm still over here. I haven't gone anywhere yet. And she's kind of laughing that she's saying, you guys keep me so busy. She's saying, I don't have time to even think about coming back yet. So she's kind of laughing at you and getting a little bit of a kick out of that. So there's a couple things that's going on with her right now. You have what I want to say some extended family that is more connected with her in that sense, that I feel like is giving her a run for her money where spirits are concerned right now. And these are living people. And she's giving me a sense that we'll keep it kind of polite. And I'll say that they got some drama going on. And so I feel like her lack of being around you now, she's telling me here she is still around you. She checks in with you still multiple times a day, so do not blink an eye thinking that she left you. And she is saying that feather is connected from her to you, so I want you to know that very strongly. But I feel like that she's kind of been up to her ears in that sense, trying to kind of navigate and create a little bit of peace with some of this extended family in that sense. One thing that I feel like that she was good at when she was here was she was kind of a peacekeeper, and I feel like that she was one of those people oftentimes that could listen to any version of the story and get someone to kind of a good devil's advocate in a way, get somebody to look at a different perspective from it. And I feel from her very strongly right now that she's saying, you know, I'm trying to kind of patch things over, create a little bit of peace here. She knows that she can't she can't fix the world, but she's saying, I need her to know that I'm still there. She's a little bit quieter, but because I feel like she's giving a lot of her energy to this other family right now. She does want to give you messages. Thank you very much. She is drawing my attention. I'm seeing blue jays that she wants to let you know that she's trying to send your way as well. And blue jays are very territorial. Typically, you'll see one, maybe two, but she keeps saying, look for like three or four of them. That's how you'll know it's me in that sense. So I do feel her also trying to give you a sign through the blue jays, just letting you know that she's around, that she's checking in on you as well. She keeps blowing kisses at me, so I'm going to send those to you from her. And she's saying, thank you so much for thinking of her and asking for her. You know, she feels needed within your family, but you've also made her feel very connected, and you've made her feel very much just this bigger part of this bigger part of life that she's still very much within the family. And I would love to gift you today with my guided meditation CD. I think it would be a wonderful opportunity for you to touch in with your sister and really kind of start a better dialogue and a better connection with her. So if you can hold on the line in a minute, the wonderful Brian at WBLQ is going to take your contact information, and I'll get a CD shipped out to you. Sound good?
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
And up next, we have Colleen from New York. Hi, Colleen. Oop, Colleen, are you there?
Hang on just a minute. We'll get her back on.
Okay. So while we're waiting for Colleen to come on, I got to tell you, my room here in my office is just filling up with spirits. We've got all sorts of stuff going on here, and I'm very excited. So I'm glad you guys are calling in. The phone lines are filling up, and your people are here and want to talk. So this is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm very excited. So let's see here. Do we have Colleen yet?
Yes, we do. She's on the air right now. Go ahead.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian. Hi, Colleen. How are you?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. I'm sorry. I had Colleen down. Well, hello, Lisa. Thanks for joining me. How are you?
I'm okay.
What can I do for you today?
I'm having it's just been a lot of just chaotic things going on. And I was wondering if there was any way you could help me connect with somebody.
Sure. And is there a specific person that you're wanting me to connect in with, or would you like me to just see who's around?
See who's around.
Sure. Bear with me one moment. Colleen, Lisa, as I'm tuning into your energy, I have a male energy who's stepping forward. Very paternal vibration with him, and I'm drawn into father's side of the family. He has kind of a broad upper body when I look at him, and I see him as somebody who kind of was not a mushy-gushy guy when he was here, but I feel like that he was somebody that like carried his family in a very provider type of way. His upper body to me kind of looks like he could have been a bit of a linebacker in that sense. He's very broad. And I keep seeing he's coming through behind me right now, and he's wrapping his arms around me like bear hugging me from behind. And he's sending you this very, very, very strong bear hug right now and trying to let you know so deeply that he is not only giving you a lot of love and a lot of support, but I also feel like this is part of a bigger shift for you, and this is part of a bigger transition. It's interesting to me because, and I just was talking about this on the Dr. Pat Show earlier in the week, 2015 has been a very challenging year for a lot of people. There is a really divine energy, just the stream of consciousness that's coming in that is having people just trying to be the best that we can be. And with all of that, as we step into this great energy, we also are shedding a lot of things, and we're shedding old patterns of thinking, old ways of believing. And this is really something that in many ways, you know, it's stressful for us because we want to believe that, you know, this is going to end and we've got good things coming and we're not going to stress any longer. But, you know, it's a trying time at the same time because we're growing. And what I keep feeling very, very strongly is that he's saying, you know what, you're letting go of a lot of these old things, and you're letting go of a lot of this old ways of thinking, old belief patterns. And as you're getting ready to prepare yourself for this jump and this shift, he's saying the good things are coming. You've just got to surrender. And one of the best ways that we can do that is just making an intention to spirit of, I'm ready for the good stuff. I'm ready for the new things to begin. And he sends you just tremendous love, support, and strength. And I also keep feeling very strongly, he keeps putting nickels in my hand. So I feel him wanting you to also look for the nickels in that sense. Just a way to let you know, like, we've got you, like, we'll carry you through this. We'll get you into a good place. Like, we've got you. We're carrying you. We're taking care of you. Lisa, I wish you all the best, and I send you so much love from Spirit. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome. Take care. So we need to take a quick break. If you're interested in connecting in with me for a more private setting to do a reading, you can always find me online at reflectiveharmony.com. And I have all sorts of information on there about how to schedule an in-person reading or a phone reading with me. And when we return, I'm going to keep that medium hat on. We've got some people waiting. We're going to get to them. We've got two CDs to still give away. So I can't wait to see what else Spirit wants to share with you all. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune into the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hey, we are back. You are listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond with me, Kelly Ballard. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. And we are just having tons of fun over here. And I have to say a super special thank you to Brian over at WBLQ, who's doing an awesome job with all of my callers. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Kelly. Anytime.
So we have a couple callers that I want to get to. And before I do that, you can always find me online. If you can't get to me today, you can find me on my website at reflectiveharmony.com. All of my contact information is on there. You can sign up for my monthly newsletter on there and find all sorts of information to schedule a reading with me. So I think we found Colleen. We got her back. So let's go to Colleen in New York. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, Kelly.
How are you? Colleen, what can I do for you today?
Well, I was wondering if you could tune in either to a spirit guide or a family member and ask them about my housing situation and where I should go and whether I should be worried.
That sounds good. Colleen, as I'm tuning into your energy, I have a woman who is stepping forward that I'm drawn to into mom's side of the family with her. I feel a very strong grandmother figure who is coming through. She is has a checklist on her arm. She's got a clipboard with a checklist right now. Very, very serious look on her face. And it's interesting to me because she's saying that, you know, you are kind of feeling feeling like you're being pulled in several directions right now. And it's a very uneasy feeling that you've been having of kind of like, do I jump? Do I stand still? You're sort of in this place of what I would say is treading water right now. But I have to be honest with you, everything that I'm hearing where home is concerned is like, sit tight right now. I feel like that it's going to be something that there may be a move, but I feel like it's going to be more so, I want to say more so next spring, early summer. Like, I feel like you've got, she's showing me one more Christmas in the space that you're in now, but it makes me feel like, and where you are now, you are renting, correct?
Correct.
Where you're going next, there's a purchase that's being made. So I look at this next move that I'm making is something that I'm putting down roots with. It's interesting because you actually may literally be planting trees in the new property as well, because I'm literally seeing you putting trees in, like you're dedicating this property, this home, to you and to your family in that sense. But I am hearing from her, one more Christmas, sit tight, not time to go right now. There's going to be some very significant financial changes in the positive that are going to be coming in for you as you're nearing towards November, December, January of this year. And those changes are going to allow you to make the purchase come late spring, early summer, she's saying to me. So if you can sit tight, she would be very happy with that right now. Good financial shifts coming in, and she's pleased where that's going to turn for you. And I send that with her with a lot of love.
Thank you, Kelly, and thank you so much for this show. It's been wonderful listening to you.
Thank you, Colleen. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. So I think we have Jim from upstate New York. Jim, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing, Kelly?
Hi, Jim. Good. How are you?
I'm good.
What can I do for you today?
I didn't have a specific question. I was just curious if there was any info that my spirit guide had for me.
You got it. I'm happy to do that for you. So, Jim, as I'm tuning into your energy, I have a female presence who's coming forward as a guide. It's kind of interesting. She looks very, you'll indulge my silliness here when I say this. She looks very elfish, very, very petite, very fair skin. I have dark curly hair with her that's about, I would say, mid-back. Literally not elf ears, but she's very petite, very elfish looking in that sense. Beautiful green eyes on her. I would place her like age-wise of what she's showing me here. And they pick, when I say that she looks in her mid-20s, she's literally not. She's eons years old. But they pick things that are comfortable for us to think about or to look at in that sense. So she's very young looking, very playful. She has a very outgoing personality. And what I really like about her is there's this kind of like a good mischievous vibe with her. She says that she's come into your life. She's been with you actually since you've been about 16, 17, 18 years of age. And I feel like, Jim, she's come in like to kind of get you to take some risks. She says that oftentimes you play things kind of by the book, that there's a little bit of like this, I don't want to quite call you like fully a creature of habit, but I feel like you are most happy and most comfortable when life is predictable and you know where you're headed. And I feel with her in particular that she is kind of coming in to help you to take some more risks. You have a lot of very good divine energy that's coming in for you right now. Like you've got a natural upswing around you right now, Jim. So I would say to you that any changes that you're looking to make, anything that might feel a little bit more daring or a little bit more risky in a good way, you've got great momentum around you to tackle all of that and to come in. And I feel like that's what she's giving you some help with. Jim, I would love to gift you today with one of my guided meditation CDs. And if you hold on the line for a minute, Brian will take down your contact information. And I just wanted to give you one more thing with her. I keep hearing the name Penelope with her. I almost forgot to give you that. And nobody calls her Penny, though. She says Penelope. So I will leave Penelope and her awesome energy with you. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Have a great day. And I think we've got time for one more caller. We have Kathy in Albany, New York.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I've lost
Kathy,
a few
what can I do for you today?
Last few years, and I was wondering if anyone would like to connect with me today.
Absolutely. Bear with me one moment. Kathy, tuning into your energy. And Kathy, are you with a K or a C?
With a K.
All right. Kathy, as I'm tuning into your energy, I have a man, I have a man and a woman coming through together. They have hands interlocked, so they're showing me that they were a couple while they were here in that sense. There's a very playful personality that I feel with the husband that he used to kind of like to tease this woman a lot. He is much taller than she is, so they kind of look, he's much taller, she's very petite, so they're kind of standing next to each other, and she's sort of looking up at him, kind of giving him in a good way a little bit of a hairy eyeball there. It makes me smile a little bit when I tune into her energy, because she is very much somebody that comes through of being someone that has not only a lot of spunk within her, but she kind of wore the pants. She tells me, you know, I was the one that was in charge here in that sense. She is saying she was a match. Thank you. She's a much better baker than she was a cook in that sense. I see her loving also to take care of people. There's a very nurturing presence with her, and I see her as being somebody that was always sort of giving and kind of fussing at others, making sure that whatever they needed, that they had. So she's a very... I don't know how he's calling her pushy, and he means that in the most loving of ways, but I'm like, you're going to get me in trouble here. But I see him liking to antagonize her and liking to kind of pick on her in that sense. She is specifically showing me a little box of recipes in that sense. And I keep feeling very strongly with that connection that there is a energy that she's trying to ask about, like, who has all of the recipes right now? And I don't know if you are the keeper of these or there's someone else who is, but I feel like it's almost like getting an organization to them. Like they need a new holder. They need a new container. She keeps showing me like a binder. And I don't know if somebody, their family recipes that somebody has, they're a box of them, they were hers. I can feel if I put my fingers on them, like flour between my fingers in that sense. So there's a connection with her in particular with that. But she sends through a lot of love and is just asking to get the recipes organized. He's kind of tipping his hat to you and just saying, hey, wanted to keep tabs. And Kathy, since you are the last person that I have time to talk to today, I would also love to gift you with one of the guided meditation CDs. So if you wouldn't mind holding on the line in a moment so that the wonderful Brian can get your contact information, I'll ship that out to you. Thank you for sharing your loved ones with me today.
Thank you, Kelly.
Have a great day. Well, it is hard to believe, but our show is just about over. It absolutely flew by, and I cannot wait to connect with all of you next week. I really want to thank you all for sharing your time, your energy, your excitement, and your vibrations with me today. I have been flooded in between breaks with great messages on Facebook and via email from you all. Thank you so much for your love and your TLC. I'm so grateful. So you have been tuning in to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. Join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time. Next week on the show, we'll be talking about old-fashioned mediumship, and I'll be giving away a 30-minute phone reading to one lucky caller. Have a great week, and thank you so much for allowing me to serve Spirit. Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to The Kelly Ballard Show.
insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in every week and visit www.reflectiveharmony.com to learn more about Kelly and the services she provides. Thanks for listening.